Relatively tranquil weather will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go forward through the rest of this month, and then we will be seeing a change as we get into early next week. On meteorological weather pattern, we do not expect to see significant precipitation occur. However, there will be a few spits and spats of moisture that will come and go across parts of the region. The first round of that spotty precipitation will be occurring today across portions of the Dakotas and eventually into Minnesota. A frontal system working its way from west to east across the region is expected to produce these spotty showers, but the resulting rainfall and snowfall is not likely to be meaningful. We will end up seeing trace amounts for the most part. Now, there may be a little bit of a narrow band of more organized precipitation coming out of Nebraska and reaching into southern portions of Minnesota. This will likely occur tomorrow, especially in the morning. We may see a few areas picking up on moisture totals running upwards to 0.15 of an inch, and there could be a little bit of snow accumulation in a narrow band, maybe from the Sioux Falls, South Dakota area into the Minneapolis area, and we'll keep an eye on that. There could be something a little bit greater around Minneapolis, but the rest of the northern plains and upper Midwest will be relatively tranquil, not only over the next 2 days, but probably into the heart of the weekend as well. A new low-pressure center, though, is expected to evolve in portions of the west central plains, and this will likely take place on Sunday, and it will move northeastward. By the time we get to Monday morning, there will be a wintry mix of precipitation types occurring across parts of the Dakotas and eventually into Minnesota as well. And Monday will probably be the day that we'll see a little bit more of an ugly weather pattern beginning to occur, and we'll expect to see the wintry mix of precipitation increasing Monday, and then we'll see a lot of the precipitation changing over to snow as the storm system passes through the region on Tuesday and early Wednesday of next week. In the meantime, though, rather tranquil conditions are expected, like I said. Temperatures this afternoon are expected to run mostly in the upper 20s and 30s across northeastern portions of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Everyone else will likely see 30 and some lower 40-degree highs. And the temperatures tomorrow will turn a little bit cooler as that frontal system begins to march across the region. And tomorrow and Friday, we'll see teens and 20s occurring across the northern two-thirds of the region, while 30s will occur to the south. And as we get on into the latter part of the weekend, we'll probably see Saturday and Sunday's weather somewhat similar, with teens and 20s across portions of the region, a few 30s in the southernmost fringes of the region. Nighttime lows, though, will be non-threatening through most of the forecast period. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.